New England states ranked high in the latest annual report on child well-being from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The 2019 Kids Count Data Book uses 16 indicators to rank each state across four domains: health, education, economic well-being, and family and community. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Lisa Hamilton, President and CEO of the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
We are seeing major progress in a number of areas. We measure 16 different data points around child well-being, and 11 out of those 16 indicators have showed improvement. But we've seen some big moves in a number of areas. A 68% decrease in the teen birth rate, a 62% decrease in the percentage of children without health insurance. We're at an all-time high, 95% of our kids are covered. And the percentages of children attending preschool and teens graduating from high school have never been higher. So we're seeing major progress in some areas. But we're also seeing some troubling trends. More than one in six of our kids are growing up in poverty, which certainly puts their future at risk. And we know that not enough of our children are reaching important academic milestones like reading at grade level by the fourth grade. Two out of three of our fourth graders aren't reaching this milestone, or eighth graders being proficient in math. So we know that there are some areas where we're making progress, but certainly some troubling trends that continue. And I'll note that one of the most persistent things we see is racial inequities, that children of color continue to have data that isn't where we would want it to be. And so states also need to focus on addressing those racial inequities.
Now, your report ranks each state's performance. So let's look at Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, and Vermont. How do they rank? What stands out in each of those?
Well, in terms of the rankings, we typically see that states in the Northeast fare well. And so Massachusetts, as you mentioned, is number two in our overall ranking, Vermont number six. And so certainly our states in the Northeast are faring well. But that doesn't mean that we don't have areas where we continue to need to make progress.
And New York and Connecticut?
New York is ranked 30th in this particular data book, and Connecticut is number seven.
Why does New York rank so low?
Well, New York is struggling with some of its economic well-being indicators. For example, one of our indicators is about the amount of households that spend more than 30% of their income on housing. And so given New York's housing situation, 40% of the children in New York have a high housing cost burden. And so that's one of those indicators that doesn't fare well for New York. So it's 30th overall, but 42nd in terms of economic well-being.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, I'd just like to say that our data book tells us that we're making progress for kids, but there are still a number of areas where we need to continue to focus on improving their outcomes. Children are a quarter of our population, but 100% of our future. And so we hope policymakers use this data in order to make great policy decisions that can help all of our children thrive.